Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. On the auspicious occasion of Budh Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Budh at Jeevatsal in Leh today. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Budh Purnima, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that not only the followers of Lord Budh from Ladakh and Kargil, but followers of other faiths as well will receive energy from the sacred relics of Lord Buddha.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Budh Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has cracked down on a major international narcotics ring, seizing 349 kilograms of high-grade cocaine worth 1,745 crore rupees in Mumbai. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This is a trailblazing example of bottom-to-top approach where the agency traced a smaller consignment to net a massive network." He also congratulated the NCB team for this monumental success. The Home Minister said the government has resolved to ruthlessly crush the narcotics cartel. The fourth meeting of the Live Events Development Cell, or LEDC, was convened in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Chanchal Kumar. Representatives from 9 central ministries, 6 states and 12 industry members attended the meeting. Addressing the meeting, the secretary highlighted the role of LEDC in creating a coordinated roadmap for the growth of India's live events industry. He noted that the live event sector is one of the fastest growing segments of the media and entertainment industry, contributing significantly to employment generation, tourism promotion, and economic multiplier across allied sectors. The government has said Great Nicobar Project is an example of how holistic development can balance economic growth, ecological conservation and social inclusion. It said the project leverages Great Nicobar's strategic location to strengthen India's national security, maritime and defence presence in the Indo-Pacific, while simultaneously embedding strong environmental safeguards and tribal welfare mechanisms. It includes a greenfield international airport, a 450 MVA gas solar power plant, and a planned township. The third Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference commenced at Aurora University in Surat today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Union Ministers Hardeep Singh Puri, and C.R. Patil were present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri noted that India has emerged as the world's fifth largest exporter of processed crude. He emphasized that despite global supply chain disruptions and escalating freight costs, the government maintained stable retail energy prices, reflecting its commitment to the common citizen. The 67th Maharashtra Day is being celebrated across the state with enthusiasm and fervor. On the occasion, Governor Jishnu Dev Verma today unfurled the national flag and addressed the gathering at the main state function held at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Park in Mumbai. He highlighted various government schemes for different sections of the society, including the youth, women, farmers and students, and underscored numerous infrastructure projects in the state. Punjab's Special Assembly session today saw the opposition accusing Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann of attending the House in an inebriated state. Our correspondent reports that the leader of the opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, demanded in the Assembly that all MLAs undergo an alcohol meter test. Later in a letter to the Speaker, he urged him for immediate alcometer and dope test of the Chief Minister and all the MLAs. A 7-year-old boy from Jharkhand has become the youngest swimmer to cross the Pok Strait, completing the 29-kilometer stretch between Sri Lanka and India in a record time for his age category. Ishank Singh, a Class 3 student from Ranchi, finished the swim from Thalaimannar in Sri Lanka to Dhanushkodi in Tamil Nadu in 9 hours 50 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.